Well, good evening and welcome to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. I am your host, John Crescito. It is June 8th, 2010, and tonight's a brand new episode of Beyond Ghosts, and we're doing something that was kind of like grassroots for us. We did this for the last couple years on and off, another one of our famed on-location shows, this time with a bit of a twist. We recently had a big event here in Buffalo, New York at the Buffalo Central Terminal, and it included our good friend John Zaffis, the godfather of the paranormal. Of course, another friend of ours, Mark Tetlow, Ideal Event Management, was in the house. And that means we had members of the Ghost Hunters from Sci-Fi. We're talking Taps. Most notably, Dave Tango and Steve Gonzalez. They were here. Everybody did a bang-up job. What a fine time we all had. I'm still getting calls. I'm still getting emails from people that attended. The fans were, like, just nuts about this event. They loved the great time they have in Buffalo at a terminal. Well, those of you that weren't in Buffalo for this a few weekends back, tonight's your chance to actually relive it with us. You might be living it for the first time, quote-unquote, but we're going to relive it with you. We had a booth, a Beyond Ghost radio table set up. We did on-the-spot interviews with attendees. We talked to people like our good friend, Chief of the Paranormal Police. We're talking Ron Tebow was there. We had some other people come through like Chicken Zombie Tom. Who doesn't love Chicken Zombie Tom? And, of course, tonight we're going to round out the hour with an exclusive interview, the one, the only, Mr. Dave Tango, from Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, that's right, Dave Tango from Taps. Tonight, folks, here it is, the BCT on location, relived. We're going to do it tonight. And thanks for joining us, babies. It'll be Crescito and Chef Chick. And this is Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. Strap on in. Let's do this BCT on location style-y.
Sick all alone, I lie sick, almost gone. Why am I so drawn to you? I now found the worst in me. Nothing is worse than you. Destroyed, I can't move anymore.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Okay, folks, I have another exclusive guest that's actually joining me at the Beyond Ghost table. A very good friend of Beyond Ghost and a very good personal friend of myself, John Crescito. We're talking to Rose Schaefer, who is from the Van Horn Mansion, a place that we absolutely know and love, like, to no end. So, Rose, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, good. How are you?
Very well. Don't let my voice throw you. I still sound the same way that I talked to you on the phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's still me. It's just John. Just there's hundreds of people watching us do this, so not a problem. Now, obviously, you have been to some of these events before.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and I'm purposely highlighting the events that are given by this particular group, the Ghost Hunters, who are also good friends of Beyond Ghosts. And I just like to get people to come out and tell me, like, what is the big draw? What is this that fuels the passion for this, you know, paranormal investigations and research? What gets you going and wanting to communicate and contact spirits of the dearly departed? There you go, dear.
More about history and the people that are in the history and what they did in history.
Uh-huh.
And just finding out more about people, actually.
So you're a people person.
That's right.
Both alive and dead.
Yes. Preferably dead.
Well, nowadays, I honestly can't say that I blame you, so I hear that. And that's what got you involved in the paranormal in the first place, or no?
Yes.
Want to communicate with spirits and talk to them?
Yes, and I've had a few experiences, personal experiences of my own, that has left me wanting to know more and to learn more about it.
Okay. In the Van Horn Mansion, obviously we've talked about it before in the program. It's a place, like I said, that we absolutely are bonkers about. And I would say that is probably one of the most paranormally charged active locations in Western New York, period. Now that place, you would say, is haunted.
Yes, definitely. I would definitely say it is.
Okay, without putting you on the spot too much, what is the kookiest, or I shouldn't say kookiest, but what is the wildest experience in a paranormal sense you've ever had, you yourself, Rose Schaefer, while at the Van Horn Mansion in Burt, New York?
Actually, we have experienced multiple different personalities there, but yeah. One that sticks in my mind is the carriage house keeper that likes to come into the mansion, and he's very friendly, and he's very protective of the women that come in there.
Really?
And he pretty much looks over the children spirits that are there and the women spirits that are there. And he likes to keep us company, too. I've caught him before humming along with me while I'm working in the mansion.
Yeah.
And singing and stuff like that. And we go back and forth. And
that's neat.
I leave coffee out for him, and he takes care of me.
All right, so you're saying that he is a caffeine junkie?
Yes.
He loves Joe?
Yes.
Very cool. What's the name of this ghost?
His name is Samuel Adams, and we found out...
Not like the beer?
No, I mean... No, not
just want to make sure, Rose. Okay.
No, not Adams. It's Samuel.
Okay.
And
Samuel.
And he likes to come into the mansion, and mm-hmm. a lot of times he doesn't like to leave. But
it's a great place. It's really warm and inviting, so I can't blame him for wanting to stick around.
Yep. We found out that he was about 40 years of age as he passed away.
Right.
And he did live in the upstairs of our carriage house.
Oh, wow.
He took care of the carriage and the horses in the carriage house. He seems to be very nice and protective. Nothing harmful.
Well, if you're going to have a ghost in your house, I guess having one that's nice and protective is the way to go. But he's not the only ghost there.
Oh, no, definitely not. There's quite a few. I know at least three children. And Melinda, she's our most prominent one.
Right.
Her remains are still on the grounds, and she's Ooh. Buried with her stone, original stone, in our rose garden.
Very nice. Now, honestly, to get these people at home listening and give them a broader sense of what we're talking about, is there a website where they can go and learn more about the Van Horn Mansion?
Yes, it's under Niagara County and the Newfane Historical Society, listed under those as the Van Horn Mansion.
Very nice. Rose Shaver, thank you so much for talking with us. I'm sure we're going to catch up with you again, and please enjoy this great TAPS event Memorial Day weekend at the BCT.
Thank you very much.
What a dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Taps rolls. That's right, babies. We're back again. It's John Crescito, still in location at the Buffalo Central Terminal, and I have a very privileged occasion to introduce a great friend of the program, a great friend of the team. We're talking about Mr. Bill Liss, and he is a attribute big time to the Beyond Ghost family. Bill, you're here on location helping us out at the Buffalo Central Terminal during the big Memorial Day TAPS event. How do you feel being here, my friend?
I feel very thankful to be here. Very privileged. It's very welcoming. It's a very fun event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for those kind words. Now, you are obviously a fan of ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've been a fan for about 6 years, just watching local programs. Got into it about a year ago
mm-hmm.
through the terminal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and just been going to public events held by Beyond Ghosts for over the past year.
Oh, that's really cool to know. So pretty much you're into it, and I'm so glad that you do come to our events. Thank you for that, totally. But let me say this. As far as watching the programming, would you consider yourself a fan of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, I would say so. I haven't watched as many over the last year or two, but especially when they first started, it really piqued my interest, and I've been watching just about every episode for the first couple of seasons.
Excellent. So what is the biggest attraction for you as far as the TV program?
I think my biggest attraction is the fact that they go in skeptical, looking for ways to debunk everything, whereas that's everyone else just looks for the ghost. You know, at the time there was World's Scariest Places where every little bang people would scream and run out.
Yeah.
These guys are going for the real deal, you know, looking for the reason why, not just a ghost.
Wow, you blew me away with the answer, pal. You blew me away with that one. So that's definitely putting things into perspective for me, because I mean, we know that they have the number one paranormal franchise in the world, obviously going, especially nowadays. Ghost Hunters is the shiznit. But it's really cool when you say the things that you just said to me, because it makes me think there might be more to it than the entertainment aspect. So they kind of motivate you to go out and do it for yourself and go ghost hunting?
Oh, yeah. And they motivate everyone to go out and go ghost hunting. We've got all these people here coming to this event.
There's tons.
As about most people are here, not just for Studio Tango, they get to experience the building, experience ghost hunting first time with the professionals.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Because you're marvelous.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Bill Liss. We're going to get back to you in a moment. I am understanding from people that aren't too far from us, you have work to do.
I have a lot of work to do. I'm very busy over the summer.
All right, good on you, man. Thank you very much, Billy. I'll back at you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, we're back, and I have the absolute exclusive pleasure of introducing a really good friend of mine to the radio program. We're going to talk to Miss Bonnie Hayes, and she is going to tell everybody listening in her delightful own words who she is and what she does. So, Bonnie, welcome to the show, and please, by all means, tell us.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight.
Thank you.
I am the executive director of Historic Palmyra. Historic Palmyra is the historic society in Palmyra, New York, mm-hmm. which is off exit 43 in the center of the state. And we have four amazing museums, and we ghost hunt in two of them.
Yes.
We have amazing things happen. I use that word because ghost hunting is just really incredible.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic.
It really is. And we've had some annoyed people lately, I think, in the ghost realm.
Really?
Door slamming. Yeah, we've had some. I think we were disturbing their sleep.
Uh-oh, keeping them up late, huh?
I think so, yeah.
That's not a good thing. So they're letting you know they weren't happy.
I think so. One night we had four doors slam.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they were very loud.
And that's something that doesn't normally happen there at Palmyra?
Rarely happens.
Normally the spirits are pretty friendly and they're jovial.
Oh, they're jovial and they play music for us. They will, they'll say get out, but I think they mean it in a kind of a joking, friendly way.
Or constructive criticism, right?
Exactly. And it's, you know, sometimes it's get out. Sometimes it's just get out.
Like we've had enough already, yeah. Amscray?
Time to
go. I gotcha,
go.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But so it's fun.
It's a great place. It's a place that we've been there beyond ghosts a couple of times, and it's probably on our top five all-time favorites anywhere. Palmyra, seriously.
Great. Well, we love to have you because you're one of our favorite groups.
Well, that's why we love you. Oh. Now we love you. We don't just like you. How easy that is.
Yeah.
We definitely want to come back out and see you again, and we've had some really incredible experiences as far as myself and the rest of the group is concerned. But if anybody gets a chance to head out this way, I mean, Western New York, you got to go to Palmyra. So, Bonnie, what's the website to get more information for the folks listening?
The website is www.historicpalmyrany.com. You can also call us at 315-597-6981. We love to have ghost hunters come, and you'll have a wonderful time.
And you will not be disappointed. So before I let you off the hook, so what is the number one craziest thing that's ever happened to you in your paranormal investigations career? Anywhere, what's the wildest thing that's ever happened, Bonnie?
I think the wildest thing that happened
ever
was March 29th, 2009,
yeah,
at 3:20 in the morning, a fife played. My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Oh, nice.
Two full bars of it. Someone fell down the stairs.
Sheesh.
But not really, because one of the spirits caught them.
Thank goodness.
It was really a crazy night, but it was very moving.
Yeah.
It was, we have a fife and drum room,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of things that happened on March 29th.
Right.
In our history of America.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very moving to hear this wonderful fife music.
That's amazing. That's a great story. I'm so happy to hear that. Wow, that makes me feel kind of a little sentimental.
I know. I feel the same way.
Am I allowed to feel that way?
Yes. I might cry.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed myself, but definitely that's a place you want to check out. If you come to Western New York and you're into the paranormal, I mean, it's one, like I said, top five all-time faves for Beyond Ghosts. You got to check out Palmyra. So, Bonnie, any parting words?
Thank you, John. I love it when you all come to our museums, and please come and see us. It's an experience you won't forget.
True story. And everybody, we're telling you, please come out and check out Bonnie Hayes and Palmyra. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, dear. Thank you so much. Enjoy the BCT. Okay, listeners to Beyond Ghosts, we are back on the air, and we're still here at the big Memorial Weekend event at the Buffalo Central Terminal. And, of course, we're hanging out with John Zaffis and Team Stango. And we actually have the pleasure at this point of talking to a real-life ghost hunter. We're talking about a guy that does this, and he's going to tell you all the nuts and bolts of the matter. And this is my buddy Brad, and he's actually from Western New York. And you are here enjoying all the festivities at the Buffalo Central Terminal. So why don't you say hello to the folks there, Brad, and the mic is yours.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone, and glad to be here speaking with you. One of my first formal large events. I've kind of come from an extensive career of having my own paranormal happenings throughout my life. I grew up in a farm home, about a 400-acre dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother passed away at about age of two, three, I guess I was, back in the early 70s, and
right.
never really knew her. Well, an old farm home, and, you know, with the weather of Western New York and so forth, there'd be noises. Well, things would happen as we got older, and, you know, my father would just say, oh, that's just Grandma, that's just Grandma. As I got into a teen, you know, friends would come over and spend the night. And, of course, you know, the big satellite TV craze of the early 80s.
Yeah.
The big dishes in the front yard. Well, the folks would be gone for the night. And we'd go and be watching satellite TV. And noise would start happening in the kitchen.
Really?
A drawer would be pulled out and turned upside down. And all the silverware throughout the kitchen.
That's crazy.
Never had too many people spend the night after that.
I bet.
My two buddies lived about 6 miles down the road,
and
I believe it took them about 3 minutes to run home at 11 o'clock at night. So
took off like a flash, huh?
Yeah, so ever since then, you know, as a teenager growing up and a young adult coming back home to visit different things, and had come involved with a couple different groups just as far as meeting and dealing with them.
Gotcha.
My regular business is closed-circuit television security camera work. And,
oh, really?
And semi-pro photography. I do a lot of event photography, portraits.
Be careful, Brad. You and me are going to become BFFs.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it starts, brother.
You name it. If I can take a picture of it and it'll sit still or even move slow enough, under 100 miles an hour, I'll get it. So,
wow.
Very intrigued with the crew that's here tonight, and
definitely
just a great group of people. Got a chance to meet Dave and Steve, and of course John, and just
top notch.
Oh, great people. Looks like a real good setup here. First time for me at the Buffalo Terminal.
I was about to ask you, so you've never stepped inside the building before?
No, the closest time I've ever been here is Dingus Day Parade. I was down the street about a half a block.
That's fun stuff too. Yeah, so. So pretty much, without having to, you know, go there, I would say that you are a fan then of the show Ghost Hunters and Sci-Fi?
Oh, absolutely.
The biggest attraction, Brad, to the program?
I think it's the stars, the character, the way they present it, the way they have fun with it. They don't, they're skeptical and believers all at the same time as you put them in a group as whole.
True.
They look at it from the outside in and inside out, kind of like how I want to, you know, and how I try to do it. Not everything's a ghost. They try to prove it.
Amen.
With technology, and of course you can't get everything on technology. You know, there's those.
So there's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
That's it. You've got to be open-minded and most of all have fun.
And I think you got to be your own harshest critic too. Like a person in your position that looks at pictures and videos. I mean, sometimes your eyes can play tricks on you. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. You can see things with your eyes that will never be there on video. And was it there or was it not?
Million-dollar question.
Your mind is so powerful. So,
yeah.
You know, I always lead to the super high technology, whatever the wallet can afford that particular
In these days, that wallet can afford a lot less, unfortunately, true. I hear you, brother, man. So I'm really glad you're here. Welcome to the Buffalo Central Terminal, and see what happens. And you definitely got to stop back through before you leave this evening and let us know if anything does happen as far as experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
And definitely take our card, because I want to know if you catch any evidence.
Oh, absolutely. I'll have it all shared out there on, you know, Facebook and everything. So
you're a good man. So, Brad, before I let you go, real quick, is there any shout-outs you want to give to anybody, or you want to say anything to the people listening?
No, just general to everyone listening. And, you know, if you're here at the event and enjoying it, or you're about coming down here, they've got a real good event planned here. So I promote it highly and recommend it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That's Brad from Western New York, and he's telling you about his thoughts being a first-time ghost hunter here at an event at the Buffalo Central Terminal. Thank you, Brad. You have a good one, pal. Happy hunting.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, partner.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so I am still on location here. This is John Crescito from Beyond Ghosts Interactive Paranormal Radio. And we are at the BCT, the Buffalo Central Terminal. And this is still the TAPS event for Memorial Day weekend. And the ghost hunt has officially started with John Zaffis and Team Stango out in the concourse in the various floors of the Central Terminal. So my voice sounds a little rougher and a little weirder than usual because I'm trying to keep it down as not to upset the ghost hunting expose that is happening before us. So I'm still here at the BCT. I am not flying solo at this point. I'm actually sitting here talking to a great friend of the program, a great friend of me, myself, and this is our good pal, Chicken Zombie Tom, CZT. That's right, the man, the myth, the friggin' legend is in the house. We're talking Chicken Zombie Tom. How are you, Chicken Zombie? What's the word, brother man?
The bird's the word.
That's very good. So, is this, before we get started, the first event you've ever attended here at the BCT?
No, I did one last year with the TAPS event that they had with Jason and Grant and the rest of the crew from Ghost Hunters. Okay. And John Zappas.
Yeah, John Zappas. He's awesome. He was here last year. He's here again this year. So outside of the fact that the cast of the, I guess you say the stars of the show are different, do you see a lot? Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Is this year's event, you know, a lot different than last year's event?
As far as...
Minus the cast of characters changing. I mean, do you get like a different vibe?
I see a lot of new faces. I see a lot of people that want to try this thing out and try ghost hunting, and this is a perfect opportunity for them.
Okay, so I guess it's fair to say that these types of events and these types of situations where people off the street can come and work with these guys, the, you know, ghost hunters from Sci-Fi Channel or what have you, is a great segue for them actually getting involved in doing the ghost hunting they themselves.
Oh, sure. It's a big thrill, too, to be able to say, yeah, I ghost hunted, and I ghost hunted with Dave Tangle, or I ghost hunted with John Zappas. I mean, that's something pretty neat to have on your belt.
Especially if you're into the paranormal, true?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite? Besides Ryan Willard.
Oh. Ghost hunter?
Yeah, why not?
Out of everybody, include, well, I mean, just ghost hunters or paranormal investigators or what?
That stuff in the background sounded kind of paranormal, huh?
Yeah,
whoa.
It sounds like someone saw something.
Like Last Call. Yeah, who's your favorite? Out of the paranormal guys, we're talking like, you know, Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State. Who's your favorite team?
Yeah, you know what?
From that particular genre.
I really don't have one particular person. I do like Destination Truth.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the appeal for you as far as Destination Truth is concerned, pal?
I think the way he narrates it and everything, I think it's pretty witty. And just the way that they do the show. Josh, yeah. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's definitely a card. So that's your favorite show, then?
He's serious, yet he can be humorous. Right now, yeah.
Witty.
That can change, you know?
Like the seasons, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so how about as far as the ghost hunters themselves, the TAPS team? Do you have a fave player, if you will?
No, they're all pretty much the same, you know.
I have a fave.
Do you? Who do you got?
Chris Williams.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this, CZT. We've spoken with you before, but I mean, I don't really think I ever asked you what exactly got you involved in paranormal research in the first place. Was there like a particular situation? Did something happen to you early on in life? Or did you just say one day, you know what, it seems interesting, let me see if anything at all is going on, so I'll just jump into it headlong and make it happen, boom.
You know, I was always one of those guys that, like in school, when you got to go down to the library, I was always the one looking for the Bigfoot books.
Really?
And the UFO books.
Cool.
Not too much stuff on ghosts at the time. And I remember vividly, 1974, it was one of the first editions of The Star.
Mm-hmm.
And The Star had an article on the Bermuda Triangle. Mm. I thought that was really cool.
The Devil's Triangle,
and,
cool.
Yeah, so then I started getting into the books, you know, of, yeah, mostly, like I said, UFOs. But they were so outdated, and even if you found a ghost book, it was from like 20, 30 years ago.
And mostly like ghost stories?
Yeah.
Campfire tales?
Yeah, myths and legends and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't too much stuff on TV to actually, that was very...
Not like today, right?
Right, exactly.
It's all over the place.
And I got to say that the ghost hunters, they just, they opened it up. You know, they opened a can of worms.
The TAPS team.
And got everything going, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. They're like the pioneers as far as the mainstream ghost hunting is concerned, for sure. They almost make a pop culture.
And thanks to the internet, then, with other ways of being able to find people's videos, EVPs, things along that line. And that was my way of finding some local groups. And that's
really
how I got started.
So how long have you been doing it? I mean, if you don't mind me asking. I'm not trying to date you here, so.
Paranormal investigating?
Yeah.
About 3 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I was on my own doing cemeteries and things like that, and then I joined up with a group and kind of moonlight with other groups. You know.
So you're big on networking.
Networking, yeah.
Which is, I think, definitely important in the field.
Yeah, it's you get totally different opinions from different people and different methods and things, and it's a learning experience.
You know what's funny, Chicken Zombie Tom? It's something that I was thinking about earlier on, because I spent the better part of the beginning of this evening here at the Buffalo Central Terminal during the event talking to people that were attending. I was talking to people, just asking them questions like, you know, are you fans of the show Ghost Hunters? I mean, it seemed like standard stuff. You know, what got you into the paranormal? What do you hope to find? Rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. But it's almost, you know, another interesting point that I came across talking to a few different people involved, you know, with other groups. They're part of structured groups, so they investigate on a regular basis. They have teams. And what is with all the drama and nonsense in the paranormal, man?
There's just too much of it.
Why? It's everywhere. It's rampant.
It seems to be jealousy, maybe, on some people's part. Envy.
We're all doing the same thing, pal.
Yeah, you know, we all need each other. We all might have pieces of the puzzle. And if we get together, we can put them together to find an answer. You know, but I don't know if we're gonna see that in our lifetime.
I mean, it's a shame, kiddo, because I'm talking to people here that, like I said, were attending this event, and they're bringing it up.
Yeah.
I run with the group over here, I run with the group over there, and you know what's going on lately? I'm like, dude, that same song and dance is, like, all over the world, not just all over America. People can't get along.
But sometimes it does. You know, I've seen groups that work together a lot, you know, and I've been to different places and different investigations where I've met other people and investigated with them, and, you know, we joined together, you know, and shared our research.
And that's good.
It went well, you know, so it's too bad that it has to go sour.
And I think that's like the natural condition as far as people are concerned, because it is ego. A lot of that stuff happens when people, you know, they kind of see that the guy next to them is doing something a little bit different, maybe getting a little bit more of the spotlight. And then, like you said, it's jealousy, which is unfortunate. But human.
Lack of communication seems to be a problem, too.
Mine's bigger than yours.
That's what you think.
Genetics. So, I just wanted to bring that up because it's something that the people today were talking about. And it's funny because I didn't expect to have that become a hot topic here at a Ghost Hunters event at the Buffalo Central Terminal in Buffalo, New York.
You're going to see it's worldwide. You know?
I would imagine you're absolutely right. So let me get off of that negativity and back to the positive stuff. So as far as investigating, do you remember the first investigation that you ever partook in?
Well, it was
CZT?
It was a solo thing that I went on at a cemetery in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I'd try the EVP thing, and I didn't have anything to do the one day, so I went out with my recorder, went to a cemetery.
Yeah?
And after listening back in review, I hadn't been there a minute and a half when I got my first EVP.
And do you remember what it said?
Oh, yeah. I was getting out of the car, and it was a windy day, and I said, oh, it's really windy out here. And I got it almost sounded robotic. I got a male voice that went, yes, it's windy in the garden.
Oh, wow. It was like Class A?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's frightening.
Like, yes. It took like a couple breaths. It was like, yes, it's windy in the garden.
Very matter-of-fact-like.
Yeah.
And you would say that, I guess, it sounds very much like it was a direct response to what you were saying in the first place.
I was just getting out of the car, for crying out loud. It was like, hold on. When I got back, I listened to that thing, and I was like, you know, I had just gotten there.
That's amazing, pal.
You know, so I went back. I went back another time.
Yeah.
And got another one. It was a above ground mausoleum type thing where, like, maybe you have two or three family members.
Yeah.
Entombed in it, and I noticed that one of the stained glass windows on it was open from the inside.
And really?
The thing was chained locked. You know, chained shut with a lock and everything. And I mentioned out loud, I said, oh, it's open. The window's open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my, is anybody in there? And it took a good 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
And you can hear a male voice say, open.
Really?
Yeah, repeated.
Just like that.
Repeated me, yeah. And then I had walked away.
Uh-huh.
And I was checking out some other things. And I know exactly where I was because I was kind of timing the whole episode.
Right.
Coming back about a minute and a half later, I was walking past the mausoleum again, and this time I got another voice that was right in the mic that was more desperate this time that went open.
Really, they were calling out like they were like, you know, dead set on something opening the window?
I don't know. That or they wanted me to open the door, I don't know.
Frantic.
Yeah, it sounded more desperate this time, and it was right in the microphone.
That gives me the chills, pal. Oh.
That was a good one. That was like, and I didn't hear it until I got back again.
Right.
You know, I wasn't doing real-time EVP, you know, playing it back and stuff.
Sure.
Like that. I was actually using a cheap MP3 player, and seemed to get some pretty good EVPs from that.
I was going
to
say, I mean, do you think it really matters the price you pay for these types of audio recording devices or the quality, quote-unquote quality, of the name brand of the device? Do you think it matters?
No. I've found that, and I've heard from a lot of people, the cheaper the better.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can get $150 voice recorder, or you can use just your $10 MP3 player with the record feature on it.
Right.
Heck, you could use an old tape recorder.
Yeah.
You know, I want to experiment with my old reel-to-reel that I've got in my garage.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
It's all about experimentation in this field, because we say it a lot on the program, Tom. There really are no experts in the field, but I'll tell you what, there are some people that have far greater experience than, say, you or I, and those people are definitely the ones you should look to and learn from, but we all can actually go out there and experiment to teach each other. There's always something new to learn. This field is completely wide open.
Yeah, there isn't any right or wrong way of doing something
right on.
Now. So, and, you know, just because you got a small boat doesn't mean you're not going to get the big fish.
Oh, that's a good euphemism. Is that a chicken zombie Tominism?
I'll take it, sure.
So really quickly, just in case people don't know, Tom, I have a couple other questions, but right off the top of my head, where the heck did you get Chicken Zombie Tom from? I mean, this is not your everyday name, is it?
No.
Is it legally changed to this, or is this like a moniker?
No, not yet. Now, Chicken Zombie Tom came from, I was in a movie about 5 years ago. It was a Lloyd Kaufman production of Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, and I was an extra in it.
Now, why does Lloyd Kaufman sound so familiar?
He's made a lot of B-movie horror flicks, like The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, Troma Films. I got gotcha.
You got it.
Love
got
The it. Toxic Avenger,
well,
pal.
He came into Buffalo, and he did a movie about zombies, and they turned into chicken zombies. It was a fast food restaurant
Clever.
That was built over an ancient Indian burial ground.
That's too funny,
and people
man.
That ate the chicken turned into chicken zombies and ate people and stuff. It was a lot of fun.
It sounds really cool. It sounds different, at least. So were you actually the star of the show, or were you like in a bit part?
I was just
an extra.
Just an extra in the back. But I
extra crispy?
Yeah. And got some FaceTime in the movie. You know, no one will watch it, but
I would actually love to see it.
My daughter wants to watch it, but she's not old enough.
Is there a lot of graphic nudity?
Graphic nudity and just graphic violence and all that good stuff.
That's what we love. The horror genre rocks, so sign me up, pal. I'd love to see the flick.
I'll get it for you.
That'd be cool, man. Thanks. I'll be able to be, I'm already your fan, but then I'll be able to be, you know, an official Chicken Zombie Tom fan, and especially a fan of Poltergeist.
There you go. Yep.
So, okay, so that's cool.
Like that.
Lloyd sounds like an interesting feller.
Oh, he is. He's off the wall.
Aren't we all? So, okay, so as far as investigating, Tom, let me just ask you now, what are your top three favorite places as far as, you know, haunted locations go? Anywhere in the world, what are your top three faves?
Ones that I've done or where I want to go?
Let's just lump them all together. So if you've actually done them and they're your favorites, let it rip. If they're just places that you long to go and they're still your favorites, either way, let it rip.
You know, I'd like to try the, if I had like $1 million or and travel and money were no object,
right?
The Tower of London.
Oh, good choice.
You know, and so if you, it's someplace overseas, and if you did get EVPs, you'd be able to still understand what they were saying.
Yeah,
you know, because they'd still be speaking English, hopefully.
Crazy history too.
Yeah, everyone got banned and locked in that place to die.
Yeah, had their heads chopped off too, huh? Oh. That's what I hear.
Yep.
Oh man, off with their heads.
Another place, and it might sound a little morbid, but like maybe Auschwitz.
Really?
Yeah.
You would want to get down like that?
I don't know if I'd be able to handle it.
That might be pretty heavy.
Mentally, you know, but I bet you there's got to be a lot of interesting things going on there.
I'm sure you're probably right.
You know, but
terrible stuff happened there.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd have the heart to, you know, that, I bet you there's a lot of activity, but.
Right. That's like saying you want to go to Ground Zero in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. It's interesting as far as research. What about number Trey?
Ah, Trey. That one, I don't know.
Just go ahead. I think it's my agent calling. Yeah, so they said the contract was rejected. Story of my life. Number three, kid.
Man, I'm trying to think. I can't think of a number three. You can edit this, right?
Of course. It's fine. Number three.
Jeez, I don't know. Oh, you know what? I can't think of what the name of the place is. Down in Indiana.
Okay, hold on. So is it a place, Whispers Estates?
Whispers, yep. Whispers
is that
Estate,
it?
Estate, yeah, with the ghost of the little girl.
They have the graves in the backyard and whatnot?
I'm not sure if there's a grave.
There's children kicking around, right?
Yeah, there was a little girl that burned to death and on
oh
Christmas Day.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. She.
That's terrible.
Back then, the Christmas trees had lit candles on them.
Right.
And little girl, oh, geez, I can't think of what her name is right now. She went down the one morning and got a little too close to the tree, set her her clothing on fire,
mm-mm-mm,
and the room just engulfed in flames, and they couldn't open the door to get to her, and she burned to death running around, you know. And
it's a travesty.
The burn marks are still on the floor, you know, of her trying to get out and stuff
now
like that.
Now, you haven't been there, but you want to go there and investigate?
Yeah, because I've heard some evidence of the little girl. You can hear her talking and singing and stuff like that, running around.
That's a pretty good list there, Chicken Zombie Tom. So those are the three places that are your faves.
Things that would interest me, yeah. Definitely.
What about the place, let's just say, number one, the place that you've actually gone and investigated, what's your favorite? What's your number one favorite haunted house? Places you've been.
Well, there's a private location that I did. I did a house location.
Yeah,
private residence. That was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Marty was with me on that one.
In Western New York?
Yes.
A lot of history up here.
And we don't know what the... I think someone did die in the house. There was someone died of pneumonia back in the 40s.
I'll do it.
But, there was some activity, a lot of activity going on in there. Things getting flipped over and stomping around. We got EVP of a little girl singing as we were setting up. A lot of thumping going on when no one was there.
Okay. What's a puck wedgie?
Puck wedgies. That's someplace I'm going to be going next month. I'm going to the Bridgewater Triangle in Massachusetts.
On a vacation, or are you going for like a structured conference or an investigation?
No, I'm going to my brother-in-law's house in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Okay, cool.
And that's part of the Bridgewater Triangle, so I'm going to see about incorporating a visit while I'm there. And it's just this dark, deep woods that is in the middle of nowhere.
My kind of place.
And
nice.
Just lots of things are happening. People claim to see this puck wedgie, which is like some sort of small creature.
Like an Ewok.
I believe
Wicked
so.
Wicked the Ewok-ish.
Between an Ewok and a gnome or something like that.
Like a kobold.
And I thought that was kind of like something you made steel out of.
You remember Dungeons and Dragons?
No,
the
sorry.
The kobolds were like little dog-like elf things. Like puck wedgies.
You need a girlfriend.
Those damn eight-sided die get you every time. Now I'm breaking out with acne, pal. But, yeah.
Well, there's Bigfoot sightings there. There are UFO sightings. There's a lot of underworld type of things going on there also.
Supposedly.
It's a popular place to dump bodies.
Really?
Yeah, between the mafia and just serial killers.
Friggin' mafia wars. I hear you, though.
And so supposedly there's a lot of activity happening there.
That sounds interesting, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to go through there with the doors locked.
And you got to let us know how the hell it pans out for you.
Yeah, if I come back.
Hopefully you make it back. But yeah, definitely let us know what happens with the Bridgewater Triangle. Let us know if you have any face-to-face contact with the Puck Wedgie.
Yeah.
Hell, grab one and throw it in your trunk and bring it back, pal.
Definitely. I'll go out there and I'll just like snipe hunting, you know?
You're going to be now Chicken Zombie Town, the Monster Hunter. So we're going to let you go, though, really quickly, because we don't want to upset the apple cart. These people out here trying to find ghosts in the Central Terminal, and they seem to be having some evidence occur. So I don't want to, you know, taint anything. Cool. Before we let you go there, Chicken Zombie Tom, anything you want to say to anybody that might be listening, or how about any shout-outs? Because you're our guy, so here's your chance to kind of lay it out there and just say, boom, Chicken Zombie Tom says, Beyond Ghost rocks. I mean, say what you got to say, pal.
I just want to just say hey, hi out there. Thanks for listening, and don't give up, you know. Do your thing. Don't don't mind what other people think. That's what I'm doing right now. Just ask my wife.
And spread the love. Don't spread the hate.
Spread the love, yep.
And find me a damn puck wedgie.
Okay.
Okay, that's Chicken Zombie Tom, a good friend of the program and a good friend of mine personally. And, of course, Marty's in love with this guy, so they're having a bromance. Chicken Zombie Tom, thank you so much, my friend. Get out there with the team Stangle and find me a ghost, pal.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Be back in a minute, folks. And this is Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal, live on location, Buffalo Central Terminal. Okay, babies, we're back. We're still on location here. It's Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. It's John Crescito, Martin Shevchik. And while one of our very own, the professor, that's right, Ryan Willard, is doing a BCT, Buffalo Central Terminal lecture on the history and the paranormal phenomena here, we are graced, absolutely graced, by the presence of a favorite, a perennial favorite of Beyond Ghosts. We're talking about Mr. Ron Tebow. Mr. Ron Tebow's in the friggin' house. And let me tell you what, babies, he is in rare form tonight. Mr. Ron Tebow, how are you doing? Say hi to the beautiful folks at home.
Hey, John. I got my radio voice on.
It's a hell of a voice, buddy. How you doing?
I am doing good. Hey, I'm happy to be here. Everybody's having a great time, and they welcomed me open arms.
You know, I was actually going to ask you that, Ron. It's kind of funny because given our past and the stuff that we've talked about on the program, you're actually here at a TAPS event, and you were invited by their people.
Right, yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Cash. Maybe the lack of good judgment.
On their part, right?
No,
they're selling yourself to the devil, huh?
They're really good people. They invited me here to because of the new website that we got up and going right now.
And what's that website?
It's haunted.com. It's haunted.com.
And it is a great website, obviously. We're definitely right behind you, man. It's a fantastic place to meet friends. And it is going to be the it place on the internet as far as social networking for the paranormal community.
Absolutely. You can do everything even more than what Facebook, I would think. And our security levels out there are enhanced.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, meaning like you can block people, report inappropriate content.
Oh,
you
nice.
Can make all your, for instance, for the public to see your postings on your wall,
yeah.
Or if you want registered users or just friends to see them, or no one. So we take, you know, privacy. And I wanted to mention that because what's going on now with Facebook and that.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal there with all the information being leaked, huh?
Yeah, so we're...
Naughty
we're,
Facebook.
Yeah, boo.
Shame, shame, we know your name.
That's funny. I'm trying to think of a rhyme to go back to that, and I can't right now. I'm just...
Well,
good,
I
John.
Love this,
John, you're
quick.
Good.
Thank you. That's what they pay me, the big bucks.
You know, roses are red, violets are blue. God made me, who in the hell made you? No.
Beep. But, so how many users do you have now that's officially registered with itshaunted.com?
Well, in less than 2 weeks, we have 600 right now.
Wow.
Yeah. In less than 2 weeks, so, and I want to put it out that Jason Hawes, Zach Bagans, and Nick Groff really helped. They twittered. They really helped a lot.
Hawes is from Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi, and the
Correct.
Other two guys, Bagans and Groff, are from Ghost Adventures on Travel Channel.
Yes, yes,
all good people.
Yes, and Hawes said that he'll put another one out there, and he better.
You better get on the tweeting kick, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what makes...
Tweet me.
Yes, yes. Here, let me tweet you, John.
I love this show, huh? What the hell was that, pal?
I don't know.
Is that Ryan Wood in the background singing?
That's something pulled my collar.
Oh, wow. Don't be tugging me there, Zachary. Okay, so I am sitting here. Obviously, Mr. Ron Tebow's in the house. We also have the color commentary guy for Beyond Ghosts, Mr. Marty Shevchik. Marty, what's going on, brother man? Jump in.
Ron's stealing my thunder with the collar pole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fishing line, fishing
John
line.
John missed it.
Sometimes, Ron, you know me by now. I choose to ignore things.
I know, John.
Posterity.
Well, John,
I'm playing a stupido.
Look, today with what's going on in the paranormal, we have to have humor because there's
it's
a lot
crazy.
Of backstabbing going on right now, and people need to come together.
Rampant.
How are clients going to really take it seriously that you want to investigate their house if the paranormal is being laughed at? And we need to come together as a unity, and I think that's where It's Haunted comes in, because it's for skeptics and people that believe alike, where they can share ideas, evidence, and have it critiqued in a professional manner.
Very well said. And I will say this, because I think we're coming to a fork in the road in the paranormal. I mean, other than your own credibility and integrity, what do you really have to base, you know, someone's ability to come in, like you said, and investigate your property on? I mean, everybody and their mother now has a paranormal group.
And right.
There's no formal education or training, so how do you base on the credentials?
Hey, isn't that John Zaffis?
That is John Zaffis.
Oh, yeah.
That's the godfather of paranormal, pal.
He's a good guy. You know, he even
the
welcomed
man.
Me open arms. He gave me a hug.
And a kiss.
He's probably putting a hex on it.
The Kevorka.
He is a nice guy. Yeah, I gave Stephen Tangle some hot buffalo wing sauce.
I was going to say, you got to finish that sentence, pal. I gave him some hot. Finish it, Ron. Don't be weird. Finish it, you son of a gun. No, but they love that kind of stuff. They love to be all saucy and spicy.
Well, you know, I...
On their tacos.
I'm just trying to be, you know, and
they're actually coming up next. You know, we have Dave Tango and Steve Gonzalez. We're talking about Team Stango. They're coming up next. They're actually following Ron Tebow.
Oh, are they? I'm following them. They're following me. They're following me?
They're following you, partner.
Everybody's following me. I need my medicine.
But do they have their own profiles on itshaunted.com yet?
No, and you think that they're going to take their time to do that. Don't look at each other like that. You know, I can see we Tango doing profiles. It, but I can't see Steve doing it.
We're going to put them on the spot. We're going to ask them in about 5 minutes. So.
Really?
Yeah, they should be joining up. Didn't everybody from Ghost Hunters make a profile?
No.
Did
well,
Hans did?
No,
he
but he
tweeted about it.
Oh, yeah. He likes society. I have his
He's
email.
He's a good guy. He's a nice man.
No, he is. He is. The thing about Hans is that he... What?
No, keep going.
Good
next
Yingling.
Guess. No, go ahead. Yeah.
Where's my beer? Thing is that Hawes knows that, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, I'm a skeptic first, and I think we all should be, you know, and too many times that people like will discount things in their house, like if something goes bump in the night, they think their house is haunted. Really, it's the electric or the pipes, you know.
Right, it's natural.
Yeah, so
it's explainable, naturally speaking.
And I think the majority of these groups out there, especially Beyond Ghost and WNY Ghost Hunters, etc., they're very professional, and they'll go and discount things first, and then maybe... And then conclude to their hypothesis, the evidence presented, deductive reasoning, et cetera, can conclude maybe the place or the location is haunted.
Anything's possible, right? And thanks for the kind words.
Well, that's what we usually go in with the notion is like we're skeptical believers. You know, it really has to take something to jar us to say off the bat that, oh, man, it's definitely paranormal.
Yeah.
Too true.
You can cut that. Yeah. No, I'm just telling her.
Oh, I was like, we're loving
film.
This, pal.
No, I like you guys. I was telling
this
her
this is the main
video.
Part of our interview for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Ron
yeah,
Tebow.
Well, I always bring a good...
itshaunted.com.
You know, when I was on that other radio station...
I want to be featured on that site, pal.
I don't... You know, when I was...
I love you.
Oh, I... Here, see? I love you, too. When I was on Larry King, I had 3 million, but I see me 3 to 4 million, but I'll bet this show gets about 3.9 million.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Last time I checked, we only had 350,000, but I like the 3.9 or I take 4. How about 4 million? I want 4 million. That's what I want for Christmas, pal.
What do you think Stephen Tango going to say about me, personally?
You're handsome.
Is that a flashlight in your pocket?
What happened here, pal? Clapping for Ron Tebow.
So, any last words before I let you go, there, Mr. Ron Tebow? Before I get a. Exit stage left kind of pull?
Well, I just hope that you guys have me on again, and I thank you very much. I love coming on this show, man.
Anytime,
and this is
my
the
friend.
First time I don't get a Yingling?
We're in public.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, once the lights go
there's
on.
Police officers.
Bring Marty to my house with you.
Believe me, you said Yingling, he's there.
And when you talk to Stephen Tango, seriously, on a serious note, ask him, you know, hey, Ron brought you some wing sauce. He's really trying to bring the paranormal.
What are you going
to
do with it? Right.
You know, see. But I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you coming by, Ron. We love you, man.
I know you do. And
we need you in the paranormal.
I love you guys. You know I do.
Bromance.
It's haunted.com. Let's bring the paranormal closer together.
Absolutely. Everybody out there listening, all you beautiful listeners of Beyond Ghosts, please, you got to check out itshaunted.com. You got to join up. It's a great spot. And Mr. Ron Tebow is definitely a powerhouse to be reckoned with. He is the chief of the paranormal police. And Ron, thank you so much. You take care. Have fun today at the BCT event, my friend.
Do I get a Beyond Ghost t-shirt?
$50. No, we have some.
I like one. Hey, you know what?
You should sell them
on itshaunted.com.
Let's do it. You heard it here first, folks. Go to itshaunted.com in about a week, and you can buy your shirts there for $50.
They're worth it.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it, brother.
Okay.
God bless, my friend.
Thank you.
I hope now you're happy to see me. It's cool. Let's get the Buffalo Cop on, too. Brr. Bad people. Brr. What? All right, listeners to Beyond Ghost Interactive Paranormal, we're back on the mic. It's John Crescito, Dr. Paranormal, and I'm here with Marty Shevchik. We are here at the BCT, and we have the guy that we've been looking to talk to for a couple of days. We're talking about somebody that really needs no introduction. Dave Tango is in the house. Dave, how you doing, pal?
Good, how are you guys?
Doing fantastic, man. And so you've been here before to the Buffalo Central Terminal.
Yes.
You guys have done events here as well as actually filmed, obviously, for Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters.
That's correct.
Now, just do me a favor. What do you think of this place?
I love it. It's huge. You just explore the whole place. I mean, if you get lost in here, it's a good thing. You know
Absolutely,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. A lot of activity. People are experiencing things left and right. Unfortunately, I'm always looking the other way. That's just my luck right there. But
it happens.
But
sure.
A lot of people are excited.
For those of you that haven't been down to Buffalo, obviously, they do a lot of great things here. And one of the things they do is they have these events with people like Tangle coming down. And it's a historic building. There's a lot of activity. So anytime you get a chance to visit sunny Buffalo, it's always, you know, a great thing to do to hit the Buffalo Central Terminal. So a lot of people I talk to, Dave, mm-hmm. they know who you are. They love the show. It's a great program.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. They just might not know exactly a lot about you in the respect of what actually got you involved in the first Ooh. Place in the paranormal.
Honestly,
short version.
Sure. Yes. My father, come down to it, he actually got me into ghosts, just being interested in it.
Really?
He would bring books and, you know, and movies and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I'm just you know, lucky enough to have a father that's into it as much as I am.
Very
you know what
cool.
I mean? So he really, he's the reason.
So that was your first group?
Whoa.
Somebody's ringing. I think your agent's calling there, Marty.
Is that a goat?
The contract's a go. Jump in the mic, pal.
So I'll share. Did you actually get started with a group first before you guys, you know, or was it just you and your dad as a group, or how did that work?
Well, honestly, it was me and this one other guy. I'm not going to say names.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
yeah,
no problem. I understand.
But we had a little thing, a little group. Just mm-hmm. It was honestly just me and him, and we went out. Actually, Weird New Jersey Magazine.
Yeah?
That's how we started off. We looked through the magazine and found some places and never trespassed, but you
right.
know, we checked some places out and it just got serious. You know, we were like, all right, we really like what we're doing. This is interesting. And again, my dad, you know, supported me, and it was just, it all, you know, fell into place.
That's pretty awesome. If I'm not mistaken, without going back, you know, way back to the beginning, didn't some of that stuff happened actually during the course of the seasons filming Ghost Hunters? Like you had the other guy, the
right,
former quote unquote
yeah,
group.
Yes.
And now you're with Taps.
Right. Yeah, that okay. That happened. That's
so
right.
What season was that?
That was season 2.
So folks at home, listen, get out there and get seasons 1 through, what are we at now?
Oh, geez, I think 6 or 7. Geez,
wow.
It's crazy.
Staying power. Okay, we're not going to hold you up. Obviously, right. You got to get to work here. But Tango, one more thing.
Yes.
If I were to ask you, what is your top 5 favorite haunted places? What would
Ooh,
you give me, pal?
Man,
rapid fire.
Okay, Lepp Castle.
Okay.
Here.
The BCT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Waverly Hills.
Yeah.
Shoot, hold on 1 second. Waverly Hills.
John's house. All right.
There's just so many places. I'm having a hard time thinking about it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean. Honestly, Ireland was my favorite.
Yeah?
Everywhere we went in Ireland, it was just out of control.
And you're okay with flying? You're not afraid of heights?
No, not at all, actually. No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Which is interesting.
Because, you know, it's funny because I know speaking for the rest of the group, there's 4 of us in this Beyond Ghost team, mm-hmm. and you are absolutely our favorite.
Oh, wow, thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, most people say, obviously, Chris Williams. And don't get weird. Wait a minute. We think she's dynamite, too, but we think down to earth and... the no-nonsense kind of guy we'd hang with is definitely Dave Tango.
Wow, thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Very cool. And I want to say thank you very much for being with us.
Yes.
Before I let you go, is there any way you can do me a favor?
Okay.
And you can give me a liner?
Okay.
You know what a liner is, right?
I believe
you're
so.
You're pro status, brother, so you can say it any way you want to say it, but just got to say, like, you know, obviously you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Say you are and you say however you want to say it.
All
now,
right.
I'm not going to coach you that you enjoy listening to Beyond Ghosts.
Beyond Ghosts. I'm Dave Tango, and I enjoy... the program Beyond Ghosts. Very, very much.
And chocolate-covered Altoids, baby.
And chocolate-covered Altoids. They're delicious, guys. Try them out.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it, brother. Thank
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, take care.
Awesome.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. You're it awesome. Means a
Thanks,
lot.
Dave.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, folks. It's John Crescito, host of the show Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. I just want to take a quick, fast second here to turn all you beautiful listeners on to a fantastic new product that I have had the occasion to utilize, and I have absolutely fallen in love with this. We're talking about Phantom Light Illuminators, and there's a group out there, Cold Spot Paranormal, that does all kinds of great things as far as paranormal research. They invent these fantastic items like this brand new Phantom Light Illuminator, and I'm telling you what, you have to get yourselves one of these illuminators. The stuff that's out there now, yeah, a lot of it is tried and true, but this stuff outperforms most of the other stuff going, and I'm telling you, I've tried it myself. The difference is like day and night. I used it the other night at an undisclosed location. It lit the room up. It was an incredible result. I'm telling you what, Randy has got something great going on. Folks, you got to check it out. We're talking about go to PhantomLight.com. That's PhantomLite.com. And check out the Phantom Light Illuminators. I'll tell you, you need to tell them John Crescito sent you. Get your hands on one of these great items, and I highly recommend it. Booyah, baby. Phantom Light Illuminators. Okay, all you beautiful folks out there listening to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal, that's going to be a wrap. We're finished for June 8th, 2010. Of course, this was our big Buffalo Central Terminal on location Memorial Day weekend event wrap show. Thanks to everybody that was there and a fantastic event. Now, coming up next week, we're actually going to put our money where our mouth is. There are two sides to every story. In next episode of Beyond Ghosts, we're doing it like this, Skeptics Night. We're going to be talking to the managing editor of a magazine known as The Skeptical Inquirer. We're talking about Mr. Benjamin Radford. That's right. He is an investigator, but he is a tried and true scientific investigator, and he is skeptical on most things paranormal. He'll chime in, give us two cents on ghost hunting and a variety of other paranormal subjects. Keep an open mind. Like I said, two sides to every story. We're here to do our thing and have fun, but once in a while we're going to learn how other people's perspectives play a part in what they do as opposed to what we do. So ghost hunters, we're going to unite. Next week, Skeptics Night on Beyond Ghosts. In the meantime, folks, go to beyondghosts.com. Check out our events page, please. We have another fantastic event coming up. It's a bucket lister. August 13th, 2010, here in Buffalo, New York. It's iconic. It is Shea's Theater. No one's ever been in before. No one's ghost hunting it officially. It's never been done. This is going to be your first time and the only time in your life to do it. We're getting you in there. Come on, it's Friday the 13th. Hit us up. It's going to be August 13th, 2010. You, Beyond Ghosts, a bunch of other cool folks in this area from wherever, in Shea's Theater. Check it out, beyondghosts.com. Find the events page. Till next we meet, folks, get yourself a Phantom Light Illuminator. Fantastic product. It does more than you're going to think it does as far as a job. Good stuff, mates. And, see you next week on the radio, folks. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. Ciao, bella!
And if you don't say anything, that's fine too.
That's cool in the game with us.